adventurers. You have joined us for another session of Dungeons and Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey everybody, still my birthday. Great to be here, thanks for
that was a week ago, you can't still have a birthday!
Nope, we're recording on June 10th, but it's my birthday. Buy me something nice, or fight a fucking fascist.
Jennifer Cheeks here.
Hey everyone!
Mike Bogman's here.
Bourbon stings your tongue even more if you've been sucking on wintergreen lifesavers all day.
Oh my god, sucking on some chili dogs.
And Nika Howard!
Wintergreen peppermint.
This is the second episode.
Alright.
Welcome to the second episode.
This is one of those rare second episodes where the cast's drunkenness is off kilter.
Here's the thing. I'm actually not drunk. I'm just in a weird headspace right now, and I'm leaning into it.
I waited till we weren't called Drunks and Dragons anymore to get real drunk.
You're real hydrated.
Bobby just got his mouth on the microphone.
I want to eat it.
I'm just holding the Drunks and Dragons. It's me.
Yeah,
typical.
Listen, we have to keep...
I'm at the point where I will invite anyone to my house. You guys want to come and live with me? That's cool.
Let me go to Nika's house and use the good towels.
I'll give them to you.
They're
to be
only
honest,
for guests.
The good towels are from Sam's Club, so...
Damn.
Hey, everyone. You know how we like to give shout-out to our friends? It's like a gig economy. We all agree to that, right?
Isn't it so nice to have friends?
Podcasting is like the improv world where you just go to each other's shows.
Yep.
You shout out. I almost said pimp, but that's not nice. Or it has bad connotations. No, pimps aren't good.
Shout outs
to other people's stuff. And yet again, we want to shout out our good friends over at Dwarven Forge. Dwarven Forge's Healthscape Kickstarter. It launched on the 16th. What this episode releases on. I know what episode this releases on. It's the 24th. So it's obviously going really well. You love it so much. It's like a hell-themed Kickstarter. If you've been in the tabletop zone for any amount of time, you know Dwarven Forge is good. This is not an ad. This is simply a shout-out to friends that is read like an ad.
This is simply the tabletop zone.
The tabletop bud zone.
Sometimes the tabletop bud zone sounds like an ad because we get self-conscious about plugging.
Dice time.
Dice time.
Dice giveaway.
Colin Runge, thank you for being a patron. You know, I appreciate you so much, Mr. Westminster, Colorado, Colin Runge. I'm gonna send you a set of Die Hard dice. What do you think about that? Me personally, this guy.
This is awesome.
A wonderful.
It's not me actually. It's our good friends at Die Hard Dice.
That's right.
We're giving away a set of their dice every week to patrons. And Colin, our buddy, he's a patron. He supports us. And if you can support us too, please consider it. Patreon.com/DnDpodcast. It is full of amazing, good, extra content you can't get anywhere else, including the well-received foaming tankard that everyone loves. All the kids are going crazy for it.
They're going gaga for it.
We've
got a big elephant man. We've got Mike Tyson's Punch-Out character. We have a rat who has major gambling issues.
That's true.
And a foul-mouthed wood elf all going on an adventure together.
Thank you so much to David for both running and putting like 10 times as much editing energy into it. David, we thank David a lot, but like, I don't think we can thank David enough.
Mm-hmm. You're an angel.
As I have said before, I would kill and die for him.
It's, it is. The editing and sound design he does on the Foaming Tankard stuff is a tour de force. It is
tour de force.
Beautiful.
He doesn't know when to quit.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Ready to pop the question?
The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And we should say, we haven't said it the past couple times, but I know it sounds like, well, a lot of times nerd shows, we deal in FOMO, and that sucks. We want to make sure that you don't feel that. Unfortunately, we need to give extra stuff to our cool people, but please, please, please do not give if you do not, are not able to swing it. And it's kind of, I wish there's a better way. Maybe if we eventually get to an astronomical amount. Yeah. We can just give everything to everyone for free.
Right.
But please don't feel full.
You know, be a pro and game the system. Wait until all 11 episodes are out, yeah, and then sub for $5 for 1 month and just
easy,
grab them all.
And
done.
Then, do what you can, man.
And watch that be like the 1 month, like they will win a dice at the same time.
Like, wow, you got a great deal out of this.
It's eventually going to happen. But
yeah, why not?
So I want to say that because it's dangerous sometimes.
Yeah, it sucks, but if we could all just do this, then we could give you all so much content. Yeah. And like, you know, it is a sort of situation where if everybody gives a dollar or whatever, we could all quit our jobs. But
what are you gonna do? Just like with the planet dying, if the richest listeners just give us all their money, you know, just all of it.
Just simply give so me every problems. Single one of your dollars.
You know, if everybody gave us a dollar, we could all quit our jobs. But if everybody quit their jobs, no one could give us a dollar. So thank you for doing everything you do.
Whoa. Yes.
Right. Thank you for working, but please give us a dollar so we can quit our jobs.
What if everyone quit their jobs, but for some way, no, don't quit your job, but do give us all your
shit.
Money. No. And then keep working.
Not
and then
even
do
all
that
the
again.
Money.
Just be our boss. You can be our
boss. You know
boss
what? I'll have boss. That report on your desk by Monday if you just give us a dollar.
Mm-hmm. This is the second episode.
We've already said that.
Listen, in my defense, I told y'all how drunk I was getting, and we kept bullshitting, so let's go.
That is true. I thought it was funny to see you drink more. And I'm glad that's not me being the drunk one, because it's usually, that's oftentimes.
Hey, Bachman, do you remember that one time I got drunk? That's the funniest tweet I've ever gotten, is someone said that one time I got drunk, and Bachman was like, one time?
Damn.
We're usually pretty good at hiding it.
Do you want us to roll a d20?
Y'all got d20s?
Yeah. Oh,
two.
Tim rolled. That's the best.
I got a 16.
I got a 14.
Tim, was that a spin down counter or a regular d20?
No, it's the one we got D&D live, baby.
Shit, Tim, I rolled that same dice, and I rolled a 2, so roll off, my
roll
good bitch.
The highest roll does it.
It's Nika.
Bachman.
What?
Bachman, it's the highest roll.
Wait, you rolled a 2 also, you said?
It's the highest roll.
Nika!
2 is very low on numbers.
Tim, roll off with me, okay?
Let me get out my number book.
Tim, roll the fucking dice.
It says here 2 is the second lowest number. And it also is like 3 chapters of talking mad shit about 0. Must be Egyptian.
Tim, it's okay. I rolled a 15. What did you roll in your second roll? I didn't.
We're
okay.
Not re-rolling. I put
please.
My foot down.
Please.
Tim, I'm going to have to ask you to please re-roll.
No.
Please.
No.
Michael, just for like the sheer fact of it, make them do it.
I'm not doing it.
Tim's gone.
Okay. So last episode, I took my headphones off for 35 minutes. So I went pee.
Sorry.
I listened to an animal scurry on my roof. And then I came back where we discussed leaving, where we then went into the conference room. Also, Michael, yes. Don't be sorry. That's part of the story. I'm just telling, I rolled the highest, so I'm telling the story from my perspective.
This is Nika's story.
This is my story, Michael. We then went into the conference room with Azazel and...
Steven?
Steven, thank you. And Frank. And... Scud tried to get Rowan and Lonnie to cut their fingers and toes off because they at first said they would, but then he like threw the knife at Lonnie and she knocked it back and he cut off his finger and then he cut off his toe. So Scud is the most gracious of all of us because he sacrificed a lot to get his robot toes and fingers.
Fully intentionally.
And then Tube Toby came back.
Can I just say that I was... taken aback by how quickly you all were like, yeah, I'll cut off a finger and toe.
Because Toby was not there to, like, regulate us at all. We were just like, okay.
What else are we going to do? They just, like, fucking killed us in 30 seconds, Michael.
That's true.
Michael, let me tell you a little bit about game design. The first thing you do is you show the player that something can be done and how an obstacle can be overcome. Maybe not you, but the game showed us early on that if we cut off a finger, it'll get grown right back and everything's fine. Yes. So later on, when presented with an opportunity to cut off a finger or a toe, we're obviously going to assume, yeah, it's fine, fucking cut it off.
There's no real consequence.
Exactly.
Meanwhile,
pressing a button and hearing someone in a far off place go, ow!
But
and Lonnie was like, no.
I will not do that. Because I could
but
correlate.
That's different.
She's wise. She could correlate the button pressing with someone else screaming. But that's in the hands of the corporation, the bank that we were working in. Whereas she knows that she can go to Toby afterwards and say, Toby, I cut my finger off. Will you please make it grow back? And he will make a magic person pop up that makes her finger grow back. She's wise. She's not smart,
Toby
Michael.
Toby did say he would do that.
Damn.
That was my thinking.
Tim, can you just fill us in real quick on what happened with the Tobster? Again, just really high level.
High level. Toby died inside the vault. He met Garl Glittergold, who played a vicious gnomish prank on him, trying to convince him to stay in the realm of gnomish heaven. But Toby fought him and cursed Garl. And then Garl started laughing at him. And then Toby started laughing. But Toby has been through quite some time. So he thought he had to kill the only god he ever respected. But luckily it was fine. Then Garl told me where to acquire the key card. And then Michael, just with a masterstroke, was like, we don't fucking need to listen to Toby getting the key card. And he just, you know, subverted it. It's like, you have the key card. Mm-hmm. And I rolled with it as opposed to saying, what the fuck? Wait, no, I don't. This is a bank.
Good. It was good that you rolled with it. It was originally you're going to have to seduce Greki, and then it was going to be underneath the card table so that it wasn't wobbly. That's where the key card was.
Really? That's funny. I like that, actually. Well, that all probably happened. So Toby's 7 years younger, slightly golden skinned due to his interaction with Garl. He's in a lot of phantom pain, so to speak, but ready to get that GD artifact and hopefully ready to do the ass kicking at the talent show.
Yeah, we got to win the talent show.
that was the cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. This place runs on loyalty, and if you all could put on the greatest talent show ever, you could win everyone over and just think about it.
I mean, do you think that they would, in a place that runs on loyalty, would they allow us to perform in such a way that people would be loyal to us and then it wouldn't come back around to the bank?
Well, what if we made our talents praising the bank so that we're not being praised, but they are?
But I think
is it possible to praise the bank so hard that people come to admire our praisiness of the bank?
And then, because I think we want them to
Yeah.
Be for us.
They come to follow us because they want to praise the bank as hard as we do.
How are we going to get the rest of the key cards through this talent show? I don't want to be the fun ruiner, but...
Well...
It's just, every now and again, I think I smell something, and I assume it's my own burning flesh, which is the last thing I smelled. But
that's dark, baby.
Just reminds me that we are in quite a situation.
It says here on this flyer for the talent show that the top prize is the rest of the key cards.
it says here. Okay.
What if we made a spectacle where the people who had the key cards were part of our show, and we brought them on stage, and then we did like some sort of magic act, and we stole the key cards from them.
Lonnie, this is the best idea you've ever had. I'm a wizard.
Do we know who else has the key cards?
Yes.
Kind of. I would assume it's all the people who had portraits of themselves.
Yeah, the portrait people.
Answer me this question. Is a magic show where you're performing magic, is it more or less popular in a world where magic literally exists?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, there's no magic here, right?
No, there is. It's just not in that specific zone. It's even more advanced
magic than we have, though.
Performing a magic trick in a no magic zone would be impressive.
Yeah.
Where'd that rabbit come from?
What if we did, like, not a magic show, but, like, some other, like...
Oh, what if we did, like, a sleight of hand show? They're totally different.
Yeah. Sleight of hand, or, like, a feats of strength, like a Cirque du Soleil situation.
Oh, yeah. What if we did that? And then we could, like, hang them upside down by all the ropes so that everything that's in their pockets fell out.
And just shake them.
Well, what if we each come up with our own specific talent? There's one, two, three. There's four of us. We need four more key cards. That feels kind of great, right?
Okay.
So what if we each come up with our own talent?
It feels meant to be.
And try to get one key card per person.
Okay.
I want to do ventriloquists.
I want to shoot an apple off someone's head.
Oh, okay. I've got acrobatics. I could do the Cirque du Soleil shit.
Yeah.
I want to remove someone's skull from their body.
Okay, Scott.
Scott, you seem to be in a way, and it's probably not the best time to bring this up, but is everything okay, buddy? What's the deal with the necromancy? You don't ever talk about that.
Is this your skull?
Like, oh, God, it is.
That just fucking collapses.
Thanks, everybody.
Walks up holding a green card.
Oh. So wait, should we each pick... And mark?
Yeah. So we have 36 hours to figure out what we're going to do, practice, and which of the heads of the different departments would be most impressed by our specific talents.
Which card has already been taken?
Red.
Okay.
So we have a yellow, blue, a green?
So, right? these are their names. We have Kate Oryx, head of HR. Lord Gorgos, head of accounting. Grinky Grongus. I don't remember.
Toby has Grinkies.
Tiny Dinky Daffy.
And Tiny Dinky Daffy. No, and then Sir Roses of the River, which is very good. Head of maintenance.
Which one do I have?
You had Grecky's key.
I have Zatto.
Yes,
have
Zatto. Yeah, that's the that's one that we already have.
I wonder how Grecky got Zatto's key. But
maybe they were fucking.
She fucked him.
Yeah, I think we know how Grecky got that.
How?
I'm pretty sure.
I think I'm in my current state. I'm only a match for the dumb one.
Why do you get the dumb one?
Which one's the dumb one?
Pick
one. That's the
Grinky Grungus?
Sure, Grinky Grungus.
Lord of Rose.
Yeah, probably. I think it's Sir Roses of the River.
I want to do ventriloquy with Kate Oryx, please.
Okay.
Head of HR, so I kind of get the vibe from Grecky. And Stecky. Kate has to be within the same energy as that. Okay. So I feel like people like them maybe I'll get a little lewd.
Oh, fuck.
Maybe I'll make a reference to my slip falling.
What?
Okay. And show a little shoulder?
My slip might fall.
And you think that Kate Oryx is going to like this?
Well, if I think Grecky, Stecky, and Becky would like that, so logically.
Okay. Who would most like to get an apple shot off of their head, do you
mean? Lord Gorgos, probably, right?
I think that'd be fun.
Oh my god, I would love it. Oh, you mean one of them.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I can go for that.
Yeah, Rowan, I'm going to go for Lord Gorgos.
Okay, so who's left, Michael, if you could say
Grinky
that again?
Grinky Grongus!
Can I go for Grinky?
I thought I had Grinky. You can go for
Sir
Grinky.
Sir Roses of the River, who actually sounds like the least dumb, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know that it's a good idea for me in my current state to take Sir Rongus of the River.
Okay, I'll take Roses. Roses for the river or something.
But he's the head of maintenance, though.
Jennifer!
What?
You think people that are the head of maintenance...
I'll take him. He's maintenance. I think, like, him and Lonnie probably get along well.
I feel like he's, like, a strong dude.
Wow. To all our maintenance workers
out there. More so than Lord Gorgos, he's in charge of accounting.
We are definitely profiling people based on their names, and that's not cool.
Sir Roses is actually a woman. Just thrown out of there.
I'm going to go for that. I think that's unintimidating. Nika's going to go for that because I'm intrigued. Lonnie's going to go for that because she thinks that, like, she, I don't know, she could be sisters with anyone. That's
so
why Lonnie's going to go for it.
So true.
So wait, so now Skug is Grinky Grungus, which I do feel like actually makes Grinky sense. In my heart, I just feel like that's correct.
Now, remember, Grinky Grongus is the head of QA / customer service, I think, which, mm-hmm. if you remember, their office was all torture devices.
Fucking love it. I've already cut off two parts of my body. This is clearly what I'm into.
Scud would like that, actually. Because if Scud's doing a trick where he takes someone's skull out, Grinky Grongus is going to be very into that.
Now, Scud, how are you going to do that?
How am I going to take out Grinky Grongus? This is Scud's voice right now. how am I going to take out Grinky Grongus?
Yeah.
Well, you just...
Well, not take out to get the key card and not die. And not take out their skull, I guess.
You just leave that up to the bone, man.
Oh, I love Dark Scud.
Dark Scud is the bone man, Scud.
You're pronouncing drunk really weird, but okay.
It's been... a day, and I feel like we don't know a lot about why you're into necromancy. Do you think we've had enough time together to maybe open up the truth circle to chat?
Right now?
Sure, what do you want to know about me and necromancy?
Why do you do that? That's typically something that folks don't do.
Do you have a trauma?
Do you have a trauma?
No, my friends died, and I wanted a way for them to live forever, so I've, and I'm saying this in my normal voice, I've turned them into everlasting beings.
I can understand that, but, you're trained as a cleric as well, correct?
Because he was a cleric before.
Yeah, well, I was. I have what I would consider entry-level training as a cleric.
Is there anything special with that? What made you no longer follow the path of divinity, I guess? If it's not too much to pry.
Oh, no, of course not. I
died. I saw a god, like, 2 hours ago.
It was my dad that wanted me to be a cleric, and I figured, fuck him. So now I'm into necromancy, which I think is pretty
great.
What
better way to tell your dad to fuck off
than yeah.
be a necromancer?
So true, so true. Well, when I started pursuing the cloning idea, which is some deep necromantic arts, I was
mad heavily. Props, by the way.
Mad props, yeah. It's an extremely dangerous field of magic, and I am thankful that we've got to meet so that I don't succumb to... some of the darker pools to necromancy. How do you resist some of it? Here's a thing. When we get into the vault eventually, how would you like to make what I'm referring to as a Toby 3?
Can it be made out of bones?
My body's there, so it's not helping anybody.
A little crispy body.
It's a little crispy, but are you able to use any necromantic... energies.
Are you suggesting that he should reanimate your corpse, Toby?
I think so. I think it would be an extremely...
That's a...
extremely peculiar feeling.
I think
we're scientists.
I think the idea is interesting, and I do believe that I could find the information I need in tomes. But I think that the naming needs some more consideration. Ha ha! It would be more of a Toby 2.5, as it's using your original corpse.
Would it be 1.5?
It would be 1 point. Well, that would imply that it's halfway between Toby 1 and Toby 2.
And I see.
Excuse me, Lonnie has a question.
Oh, Lonnie, you don't have to raise your hand. It's an oral
call. Lonnie has the floor. Here's the talking stick, Lonnie.
I didn't want to like interrupt anyone, but Toby from the tube. If Toby could make duplicates of us, and then he put us in the tube, could you also make duplicates of us so that we could die many times but come back through many different forms?
That's ironic. I mean,
why do you say that's ironic? Let's hold there. What do you mean? Why do you say that's ironic?
Yeah, pause, please.
Pause, please.
Is that already happening?
I imagine.
I think Bourbon Bachman is the best way to learn about the backstory he's been hinting at Scud to us, whispered indiscreetly over the past several months.
No, aren't you literally already doing that?
Yeah, but I'm pushing you harder, but you don't have to. Remember, this is safe space. We don't have an X card because we know each other so much and we can just kind of like wink at each other, but please don't. I would never want to force out someone's backstory.
I imagine that we're all sitting on the bed together right now with our legs like crisscrossed.
We spent $47 out of the mini bar.
Yeah.
It's not my, I don't feel like it's my backstory. I feel like I thought we were talking about your current story. So.
Oh.
But also, it's like talking about how you got into necromancy.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's having a heart to heart.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
What were you a cleric of, Scud?
Yeah, what god?
Oh, what god? Oh! Starting to sober up, but not enough to not answer this question. I was a cleric of Uthgar.
Oh, that makes sense. The monastery.
Your dad wanted you to be a cleric of Uthgar? Most parents are pretty bummed out if their kid goes to a party god like Uthgar.
Well, he was a bit of a narcissist.
Why? Who's your dad?
Yeah.
Huh? Is your dad Uthgar? Wait.
Well, we should probably get moving.
Insight check. Boom.
You're bad.
I rolled bad. Well, we don't like that one. Fucking 4? Yeah.
How does that do?
Do you think he's not lying to you or whatever? I don't know.
Whatever. I rolled a 4. Yeah. It's fucking bullshit.
Is that good? Is 4 good?
No, 4 is bad. It's a d20 system.
You believe whatever Scud is telling you right now.
I detect no lies.
Well, Scud and Toby, I'll tell you what. If I die and you bring me back for my tube body, you're welcome to do whatever weird fucked up experiments on this current body. Reanimate me, make me a puppet. It is cool.
Toby picks up a dagger. I need a puppet.
Okay, well, not now.
I need.
Not now.
Just
Toby.
A joke. Just a joke.
Your eyes were very serious.
Toby.
I actually very much love how me being real world drunk has transitioned into us all being D&D drunk in a way.
Yeah, we're drinking wine.
I think it's very good.
Yeah.
We've all had an experience, you know.
Lonnie can never get drunk, but is always drunk.
We were drinking those little, like, bottles of wine.
Yeah,
like well, a four-pack.
Yeah, we've spent so much money on wine coolers inside.
We've got to figure out
James.
Yeah, we've been drinking a lot of strawberries and cream Bartles and James.
As the conversation kind of like
we are deeply in debt.
Yeah, you know how like when you're drunk and you're all talking about something extremely important or whatever, and you're just vibing so hard you want to cry, but then all of a sudden someone mentions like an episode of Friends, and then you just like jump to like 20 other things, and now you're accidentally talking about like your favorite carpets as a kid. So I imagine like we're going around, we're getting drunk, we're eating peanuts, and Toby leans forward, puts his hand on Lonnie's foot, and says, "Lonnie, thank you so much for always being there and being such a rock. Ever since Aludra stopped being part of our adventuring party, I feel like we didn't have an anchor, and I think that's what you are to us. Thank you."
Oh, well, hell, Gosh, I would call myself ancillary if anything else, but I very much value that because I never had a family other than you guys, and I've been thinking so much about how, like, I just want to keep going faster so I can go back in time to get my family. But what if I didn't? What if I didn't, like, go back and save my family? What if I just stayed with you guys instead? Because you're my family now.
Yeah.
Or we can help you save your family.
Well, we can't go back in time.
You can't go back in time, but maybe I can.
Lonnie, I don't want to be rude, but I think I'm the only one of us that can go back in time.
I think it'd be funny. Toby, what if you and I do this right now, right here? Let's take a bet who can go back in time faster. And whoever can.
Oh my God, this is like Superman versus the Flash in the race to see. I'm here for it. Do it.
No, I can go back in time. It's a thing I can do.
Wait, you can do it right now?
I can do it right now.
Okay. How far back in time can Toby go?
Have you always been able to do this right now?
Huh? I can't go back years, but I can go back like 10, 15 seconds or something.
Okay, well that's not
Toby, no, I need to go back like a lot of time.
It's time travel. Can you guys time travel?
No.
Not yet.
Toby, we're not saying it's not very cool. It's just that that's a different scale.
I'm just saying.
Like, I could talking about right now.
I can time travel kind
of. You could definitely
Toby, I have a question for you. If you could time travel and you could go back enough far enough where Toby 1 would not die, would that make you not living? And if so, would you do it if you knew you could save Toby 1's life?
I'm still Toby 1. I want to let you know that. I know we're laughing.
You got this glittery body.
I have this glittery, shiny body. No mustache. I was, you know how hard that was to grow.
Toby, would you steal a loaf of bread to feed Toby's family?
Jean Valjean.
I'm Toby. Yeah.
Let's sing a song about it.
Maybe.
Toby, I appreciate the kind words. I do too think that you are family. And I feel like she would like just embrace everyone and give them like a real big hug.
Thank you.
And she would press them to her bosom and she would she would put her stump where she would say, "Rowan, I was ready to and prepared to be stump sisters with you." And she would grab your foot and like interlock toes and fingers.
Cursed.
You know what? This time is not done, and maybe we can become stump sisters.
So you want to lose?
I'm not saying I want to, but if we do, then I want to mingle our blood together so that we're sisters.
I have this dagger. We could all just cut our thumbs and do what's that movie with not Stand By Me, but Macaulay Culkin's in it.
My girl.
He gets stung by bees.
My girl.
We can enter. Oh, sorry, spoiler for My Girl.
Yeah, you should have told me Macaulay Culkin from the get-go, if anybody knows Macaulay Culkin movies.
We could cut our thumbs and enter into, because we're both a business and a family.
What's My Girl right now?
That's My Girl right now. Frank, get in here. You're
an
part of My Girl.
Bloody thumbs.
Have we grown your finger back, Frank, yet? Are
no.
you stub brothers with...
I mean, like, Frank is like, you can do that?
You told me that it was too late.
I didn't say that.
You did last Thursday.
Well, it's only been like 2 days.
Anyway. So, talent contest, I guess?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go back around to that. So, okay. I'm going to do Cirque du Soleil with the maintenance head.
Now, how, I don't know why I've gone into this sort of strange southern
You've
voice.
You've had too many wine coolers.
It's very catching, Frank. It's okay.
He's had too many strawberry daiquiri Bartles and James.
I understand that. I've had way too many. I understand that you're Cirque du Soleil-ing, but how does that get you a key card?
Because I'm going to throw them around in the air and then catch them in such a force that it wrangles the...
It's a lady.
What?
It's a lady.
Oh, I said them. I was neutral, right?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Well, I will catch her and throw her around in such a way that provides such an exhilarating scene for the crowd, but yet will render her pockets empty with the force of gravity that I put upon them. Upon them?
Upon
them.
What
the fuck is that?
You're going to upon them?
I'm
going to
upon her pockets.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Now, normally I would say that a high-level manager like this would have far too much gravitas to ever be a part of something like this. But it is tradition that the managers are all on site for the talent contest, so this might just work.
And the staff will love it.
I think that is very wise. I also would like to put in a caveat if she should have one of those, like, zip key cards where it's attached to her belt by, like, a little, like... I assume you know what I mean by that noise, Michael. Please figure it out.
Yeah, of course.
I have one. I'm doing it right now.
Thank you. I will use that in my act and put it into the act so it's natural.
You know how, like, there's nipple tassels?
Oh my god, I ever.
That.
Yes.
But with...
With key cards.
It doesn't have to be nipples. You know, I don't want to, like...
Well, buttocks.
Belly buttons. Belly buttons. Everyone
belly
has
buttons,
one.
A nose tassel.
Two hands.
It's a fantasy world. The world's our oyster.
Seven nipples.
28 nipple key card tassel.
Tabaxi.
Man.
Michael, can I have some information on Kate Oryx, please?
For me?
I don't know.
Yeah, do we have, is there anyone we can, like, get info on them?
Maybe they're 36 hours, so, yeah.
Do we have to go back to the swim up pool?
Huh?
The swim up bar?
Swim up bar.
I mean, yeah, you can definitely do that. You can. They may just be around somewhere.
All right. Okay. I think we've got it.
There have to be files on them in the HR department.
Okay, I love files.
I'm scared to go back in there again. Toby's gonna die again.
I won't die. I'll never die.
You don't even have another self in a tube.
I do.
You do? How many of yourselves do you have?
I'm not telling you.
How many of me do you have?
How many Horcruxes do you have?
You don't have to say, but does Scud know?
Yeah, Scud knows.
Okay.
I have two of me left. I have one of you left.
One of me.
I did not make multiples of you.
We might need to do that after this.
Yeah.
It's getting dangerous.
It's like 1,000 gold or something. 2,000 gold.
Well, I'll share Dane. It's fine.
I don't know if that's fiscally...
Franklin, what's your last name? Have we ever asked?
Delanor Roosevelt.
No, I have a last name.
Frank, how do we never ask your last name?
Wow,
it's Ubel. Frank Ubel.
Ubel?
I think that has Ubel. Come up before. I remember that.
I think we first met you. We were super cool about it.
Frank, do you mean to tell me that you didn't realize how much money was being spent? You, the accountant?
Wow.
Well, this is before he worked with us.
He's a fucking wizard. He must have done something
he's
to
not
illusion
an accounting
me.
Wizard.
Well, this is Frank. This is before you were aware of the Tower of Gray's spending habits. You weren't a part of our group.
Don't defend him.
I'm sorry. Don't yell at him. He needs to learn.
Anyway.
Yeah, we could. Frank, do you know anything about Kate Oryx? She's the head of HR.
Not really. I suppose there are rumors that I know she doesn't
love rumors.
I do hear that she enjoys to have a little drinky every now and then. Her and Sir Roses of the River.
I hear that.
Oh,
two ladies having a drink.
I mean, I feel that. And Ryan gives a fist pound to Lonnie.
Um,
That's my fist bound noise.
I mean, we've all heard about Lord Gorgos, of course, the head of accounting. I mean, he's legendary for never leaving his office because he works all the time. What a guy. What a guy. I mean, you really got to look up to him. I know he's part of an evil hell bank, but doesn't mean you can't respect his worth ethic, right?
The hustle.
Well, I'm going to pull him out of his office.
How are you going to pull him out of the office?
Just leave it up to me.
So, and I grab Rowan's shoulder. I know we just got talking about apologizing for rushing into the vault without a plan. And I want you to look at Scud's feet, and I want you to look at my skin and lack of mustache.
Just my one foot.
And my red hair. My one foot. Sorry. I died with no plan. Do you want to die with no plan?
No, because you only have one copy of me, so that would be really bad.
One copy and no way to teleport you here.
Okay. Alright, well, how about this for a plan? I go into his office, and I say, "Sir, you really mean a lot to all of us out here if you joined us for the talent show. What if I pretended to be a Lord Gorgos fangirl?"
Okay.
Do you think he would like that?
A Gorgos stan.
I'm a Gorgos stan. What does he look like? What's his vibe?
You know, I definitely described him two episodes ago. So. Oh,
whoa, Michael.
Michael.
Yeah. Oh, is Lord Gorgos white? Inlay, head of accounting.
Michael.
What I'm trying to say is I have no fucking idea.
I thought you were punishing us.
I do not remember.
What if he's an orc?
What if he's a tabaxi?
What if I...
What if a half-orc? Half-orc, half-tabaxi.
I remember Zato is a dragonborn.
So what I'm imagining in my head is my vision for my show is that Lord Gorgos is going to dress up like a big tree.
Okay.
And it's gonna be apples.
Okay.
Hanging from his branches.
Okay.
And on his head.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And so he's gotta change outfits. And then I will.
So how?
The card.
How would Jennifer figure that out? Like, how would Jennifer get the head of accounting of Bank of America to enter into a talent competition?
I need him. I'm gonna invite him to a lunch and learn.
Okay. I got a timeshare.
I'm gonna ask him to meet me for coffee.
Oh shit! Because
I want him to mentor me, and then I'm gonna booze him up,
bonk him on the head with a cartoon hammer, like Spider Pig.
Listen, it's been really focused on me for a little bit. Maybe let's give Rowan some time to think and move along to the other folks in the crew.
Okay. Well, mine seems easy. Not to be rude.
Which one is yours?
Kate Oryx. If she likes a drink, then maybe... Lonnie, would you like to help me with this? I can help you with your... I'll help any of you with yours, obviously.
I need help.
Yeah, of course. In any way that you might need me or I might be of help, please let me know, and I would be more than willing to help you.
Are we doing this show in a no magic zone?
No.
Oh, great. I'm going to need all the magic I can get.
And everybody knows it's not a no magic zone?
Yeah.
What if we lie? So, I know this is kind of... I typically have, like, three plans, and this is one of them. It's called Lonnie Cannot Get Drunk. What if... We got Kate Oryx to get drunk. I'm sorry. I know distraction, and I know get drunk or a drinking contest.
That's fair. Lonnie cannot get drunk, so it is okay.
Scud, do you have any Scud, do you have any spells that can protect me from being poisoned, aka protect me from getting drunk?
Let me look. The skull opens up a big, but too big.
Skull?
Oh no, his real name is Skull.
Hey, my name's Skull. It's always been Skull.
Dr. Skull.
I'm Dr. Skull. No. Here to treat your skull.
Hey. Yes, Dr. Skull.
Hey, Scud, real quick, who's your dad?
Did you know that the human skull has two cracks in it? We'll fix that.
Who's the not Haley Joel Osment from Show Me the Money, Jerry Maguire?
I'm Haley Joel Osment's skull.
He talked about skulls and everyone knew them.
What?
Okay,
so you want to just not be cursed or poisoned?
Yeah, there's some cleric spell that can protect you from getting drunk. forget what it's called.
All right. Well, while I'm looking through my 40 million spells, y'all talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. Who are you going after, Toby?
Me, Kate Oryx, the head of HR.
Oh, right.
He's going to booze her up.
Booze her up.
No, I don't have a way to cure the poison.
Oh, beans.
Well, what if you...
Lonnie, I'm gonna lean on you a lot to help convince my person, and that's probably not fair, but your ability to not get drunk is really cool.
I think that that's very fair that you put a lot of faith in me and my ability to not get drunk. I promise you that I will not get drunk. Nika will not promise this.
Michael, next live show, the drinking contest, okay. Live.
No!
Oh, boy.
God. That's very dangerous.
Our constitution's probably not that good.
Not high enough.
I think it would be funny to see who could come out on top. I don't think it would be me, but I think it would be funny.
God,
I might be able to. I don't know what Bachman and I's relative, but in the right zone,
Tim can roll.
I can roll. I have a good time. But then I immediately black out.
Yeah, he'll be sleep time real quick.
But sometimes when I black out, people don't know.
Can you imagine us all blacking out live on stage?
Man, that was a wild live
show. You start the live show and then you wake up the next morning.
God, I can't believe the live show tonight.
What a feeling.
Tim!
Oh my God.
Tim, he trashed the entire theater. What are you talking about?
Scud, do you have a plan to work on Grinky Grongus?
Okay, here's Scud's plan for how I'm going to take on Grinky Grongus. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I need everyone to say they're ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I've never been able to say this before. I was born at night, but I was born last night.
Oh, my goodness.
Ha, 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 ha. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get Grinky Grongus. I'm going to get him to follow me. And I'm going to do this by saying, hey, Grinky Grongus, follow me. And he'll be so intrigued. He'll be like, oh, of course I'm going to follow you.
Yeah.
I'll bring him into a room. And then, are you ready? After he's in the room, I'm going to close the door. And then I'm going to summon lesser demons.
Oh, this is classic trick.
Okay. Well.
I hope he's also not a dragon like my boss was. That would be a bummer.
Okay, I think that probably all of them are dragons.
So here's the deal.
Well, if I get him in a small enough room, he can't turn into his dragon form because the room's too small.
I don't know if that's true.
Thud furiously thumps on his head with his finger.
So there's a couple magical things that we could do to give us an edge.
Okay.
One.
I'm into it.
One.
Go on.
Simply, we could cast a spell to look like one of them. That probably wouldn't be very good. Two, and this one is quite fun. Do you know of a certain spell called Simulacrum?
Tell me more.
Have you heard of my good friend and brother, Toby 2?
Wait, are you trying to say that we can all get ourselves a Toby 2?
Well, no. We can get one.
Oh.
Toby 2, a.k.a. Grinky Grongus 2.
Grinky Grongus 2!
Yeah.
Wow.
We can make a copy of Grinky Grongus.
Okay.
If we needed it.
Grinky Grongus 2, even grinkier.
Too grinky, too Grongus.
What would that accomplish for us, Toby?
Maybe the new one has a key, too.
There you go. No, they could go into the... while they're made of magic, they will not dissipate in the anti-magic zone, so they could get inside the secret... parts of the R&D torture chamber.
Okay.
Frank does not sound convinced.
Frank, sometimes I feel like you don't like our plans. Almost like you have a lot of information that you're not sharing with the group.
What? I'm just wondering. I'm just thinking it through.
Frank, just because you can't see how it's a good idea doesn't mean it's not a good idea.
I'm just trying to understand. You're the smartest person in the universe, and you know it's hard to keep up with.
That's true. Not the universe, not anymore.
Toby's just saying if I summon lesser demons, it'll only work out for the best.
that's my the other plan I know, which is called distraction.
Yeah. Get help.
Get help. Let's do get help.
Is it possible that most of our
plans of attack are either shoot slash injure thing or get people drunk. And perhaps this is not enough of an arsenal for us as an adventuring party.
Mine is just throw them into acrobatics and let gravity take care of the rest. Unless they have a key fob, and then I will, like, extract it from them.
And it'll be part.
What if they don't want to be a part of your acrobatic show?
Well, I will force them.
Oh, okay. See, this is the thing. We don't really have a depth of play.
Yeah, it's...
Damn.
I thought my create a copy plan was a fun one.
I just don't follow how that gets you a key card.
Is the key card of their person all the time?
I don't... I mean, it is standard protocol to carry your key card with you, but...
Isn't how'd I friggin' get this, well, you dumbass?
You got me there, bud.
I'm sorry I called you a dumbass. It's been a day. I died.
If they get in the pool, they're not gonna bring their key card in the pool.
That's true.
That's a great idea. We should do a pool party. We should do a push. Never do a push, listeners. Don't ever push.
That's so rude.
That's so rude. We have cell phones in their
pocket. What if we did a big synchronized swimming thing with all of the different managers, and okay, then they would have to have all of their key cards not right in the pool, but we would all be in the pool except for Frank, and maybe we could send someone else who's sneaky. Maybe Rowan. That's Rowan me. Could go.
Percy Chicken Fingers?
Percy Chicken Fingers.
Percy
Chicken Fingers. Is he here? Oh, yeah, what's his deal?
What?
I miss Percy. He's my boyfriend in real
life. Right here, though.
Oh!
Hey.
Hey.
Sorry you died.
Percy, did you get shocked while you... Wait, are you in the conference room with us?
We're in the hotel room now.
Thanks for calling our bedroom the conference room. That's fun.
How did you like your HGTV International Island Buyers show marathon that you watched?
We had another spa day, and it must have been like a Swedish massage, because I've got bruises everywhere. Wait, I don't remember a damn thing.
Don't ever go to those again. They're shocking the shit out of you to try to gain loyalty from someone else. It's only fair that someone told you.
It's gonna be
we're in hell.
We're
right
in
now.
Hell. We're gonna shock you. It's us doing it.
Huh?
It was. Yeah. To be fair, it wasn't us because we. Well, most of the group almost died.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't us shocking
you.
I did
because we weren't doing that. Unless it was Toby. Was it Toby? Do you remember that? Did you shock Percy? Percy?
No, I shocked Rowan.
You should call me Percy.
You're Percy now?
While I'm here.
Do you feel more comfortable with that?
Yes, it's Percy.
What?
Even if we're safe, do you want us to call you Percy or do you want us to call you Bercy?
What if we're not safe?
That's true. They could always be bugging us. Who knows what they've got listening devices-wise in this hotel room.
I'm E. McGillicuddy. We've been doing so bad.
What was your prison name again?
Brad.
I miss Brad.
We all do.
I miss Brad. Well,
it is 33 beans.
Yeah.
70% delicious beans. Dangerously delicious.
Guys, I'm still so sad I can't eat beans. I had to give beans up, and I hate that.
That's a bummer.
A fate worse than death.
Jennifer would rather die.
I would actually rather
die. If I can't eat beans and cheese with rice, what the fuck am I going to eat?
That sucks. Anyways, I think we all have some decent plans.
I think we need more info.
There's a couple stinkers in the plans, too, but we have time to kind of figure it out.
I think if maybe... Because what time of day is it right now? Is it evening? Is it morning? What are we looking at?
It is evening.
It's evening.
And I think the talent show is tomorrow night?
Okay. So there's probably like a mixer.
You said it was 36 hours away.
Yeah, but that was... You guys have been talking for a long time.
We've been talking for so
long. Like, how long? 6 hours? So it's 30 hours away?
Damn. I think it's been at least 12 hours.
You think we've been talking for 12 hours?
Yeah.
We have 24 hours.
Well, there has to be like a mixer tonight, so why don't we go out, go to the mixer, and do some recon.
Recon and try to get them in the goddamn pool.
And try to get them in the fucking pool.
Yeah. Right, maybe we could even like nab one of these beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Ease our way.
Yeah, because I think having
Maybe if Kate Oryx likes to drink, maybe she'll be here. Maybe I can pickpocket her while you're talking to her.
Frank, what's the schedule like after the talent show? Do we just leave?
Well, the schedule says that a new group will come in after that, but I don't know.
Hmm. Okay.
They could, I think depending on how well you do, you might be able to stay on here and keep working.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
It's just scary in case we all mess up that one night.
Well, I think they might keep us here forever and torture us forever.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I think that sounds like a much more viable option than the fact that they would just let us go after we know things. I don't know. I feel like I know things. I feel like I know more things.
They're going to turn us into robots.
Oh, shit.
They're going to turn us into loyalty robots.
But what if they did? Because each time they cut a body part off, we gain a robotic piece. What if all of the people who are here are just the people who were here before us at the last corporate retreat?
I think that's incredibly likely.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's probably true.
Is that true? Wait, so what did happen when
Oh, did we not explain that to you? Yeah. Oh. So, Scud's got a robo-finger and toenail.
He has a finger?
Yeah. If you cut your appendages off in the name of the bank, they will grow back robotic.
What?
Yeah, it looks just like the robots.
We tried to also put ham on a robot to make it seem like a person.
Did not work.
So, okay, so let's all head out to the mixer. We'll get some more intel. We'll figure out what we could do to maybe entice these managers to join us for the talent shows.
Yeah, yeah.
And
my understanding is managers want to appear cool. So if we make ourselves seem the coolest, then sure.
They want to be cool, and we also got to massively suck up to them.
Oh, massively suck up. Really, really, really make them seem big.
My guess is that they all have different management styles and we'll have to come up with different tactics for each one.
For sure.
Oh, that's so true.
So true. Oh. So true.
Percy jumps up from the bed. He's milling around in the mini fridge and he jumps up and he goes, "Oh no! We're out of Bartles and James!"
No!
No!
And that's our cliffhanger.
Damn, girl.
We have to leave our bungalow to get more Bartles and James.
Not worth it. I wish I could do.
We gotta get more, shit, what's the other? Smirnoff. We need Smirnoff Ice.
Smirnoff Ice.
All they have is Boone's Farm.
Fuck. No! Oh, it's blue. Farm. It's bright
but
blue.
Also, have you had mana potions?
Oh, I brought 4 potions.
Mana potions are just where you take the blue Boone's Farm and you drink half of it and you fill the rest of it with Everclear.
Fuck off.
Oh, Jesus.
And then you drink it.
Wouldn't that kill you?
Have you drank that before?
No, it doesn't. It just gets you fucked up.
Okay, am I fucked up for wanting to try that? Because I kind of do.
What does Boone's Farm taste like?
Boone's Farm is the sweetest wine, and it's so cheap. It's like $5 wine.
All right.
It is prevalent in Missouri. If you remind me, I'll bring you some for
Boone's
Farm.
I'll drink
us mana potions.
I'll drink one mana potion unless I feel like I'm dying, then I will not.
Holy
you God. Will, because it's full of sugar and then nothing but 150 proof alcohol.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to have a repeat of GeeklyCon St. Louis. Well, I just had to get drunk every day because I could not let the hangover happen. Because
you were going to sweat anyway, so you might as well just sweat out all the alcohol.
So true.
Shame you had.
Y'all, sorry about that, but the cat's locked carry out on the deck and like we got this little like wooden thing that you put in your sliding patio door so that it can't get open even if it's unlocked, and the cat just kicked it into the thing while she was outside.
Oh my god, what assholes.
Yeah, and when I went upstairs to go let her back in, Amelia was like, "Daddy, daddy, 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 daddy." So had to go take care of that.
That's okay.
So,
what
did I miss?
We took care of it. We took care of it.
Really?
Oh yeah.
We got all the cards. Just kidding.
I
guess you could call it taking care of it.
So I don't need to summon lesser demons.
You might.
No.
Not yet,
but hold it. Hold that thought.
Hold it, yeah.
So tonight we're gonna go hang out and try to get more data, and then we'll figure out if the demon plan is the right plan.
Okay. I mean, it's almost always the right plan, but okay.
Michael did say that each manager probably has a different managerial style, so it sounds like probably some sort of skill challenge based on that, which I'm excited for. I hope Michael spends like $400 watching like TEDx talks or something shitty like that. Like, how to synergize your portfolio with district managements. Michael, have you ever done interviews at work? You probably have, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever done interviews?
No, done interviews.
Oh.
Not, like, been on interviews.
Yes. Hey, Tim,
talk to me.
Is there any feedback?
Me, Tim Lanning, you know there is. So everyone, it's my birthday. Review the podcast. We're up to March 8th. Wowie. Cosmosnot says, thanks. I just wanted to thank you guys. I found this podcast after breakup, and while I was going through a tough time, you guys made me laugh. You also went on the adventure of courting my current girlfriend with me. And for that, and for being friends that I've never even spoken to, I thank you.
Aww.
Azazel Leviathan. Hey, guys. I stole my dad's phone to leave this review on your podcast.
Take that, Dad.
I have a few more phones to steal to get you as many as 7 Dragon Boner reviews as possible. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'll keep listening, and hopefully see you at GeeklyCon 2020. Up, down, please. I did it again. I now stole my brother's phone to review you guys. Keep those jokes coming and this dice rolling. I'll always be listening. Yeah, yours truly, Azazel Leviathan. BCC12233. I bought a new phone for you guys. I love you guys so much that I switched from my old Android phone to an iPhone just to give you a review. My friends don't know that. Interesting. Cannibal Gasm, loving this podcast. Hi, my name is Cannibal Gasm. I work in aerospace and just got to the Mr. Razor was killed off. I can't wait to catch the live streams. You all, I love you all
please,
so much.
Please, Mr. Razor was my father's name.
The aerospace comment is that kind of a little screw up. We probably like asked if anyone works in aerospace in an old episode. We're wild. Miss MKR YSASIAK, Mick Yersiak, Shiny Round. You give me Shiny Round. Great podcast. Started from episode 1, slowly catching up. I'm episode 281 now, almost there. You all have rekindled my D&D spark by Undead Yurdon. Just found this podcast a little over a month ago and just met Harper's sister in episode 140. What's she up to? I can't wait to catch up to the current content and maybe even hear my review in the future. I've gotten a few of my coworkers and friends to start listening to you guys, and thanks to you, I've started putting together a campaign for my girlfriend and her 10-year-old son.
No.
Maybe I'll make it to GeekCon 1 year. Maybe even see some of you at Gen Con this year. Sith Lord Dillon says, I recently started a campaign with some friends of mine and found this podcast to listen to at work to get an idea of how the game is played. Now I can't stop listening as this live flourishing in my heart. Thank you so much, everyone, for leaving reviews, albeit.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Gen Con, so, you know, let me say hello.
Hell yeah. If you want to get in touch with us, you can hit us up on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast, or on Instagram at...
Greetings Adventurers.
That, what Nika said. Or you can find me, I'm at Thrifty Nerd in both places.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished unraveling the mysteries of 2B, head on over to Apple Podcast or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. If you've been wanting to meet your favorite podcasters and other fantastic Geeklies, don't miss out on GeeklyCon 2019 in Columbus, Ohio. Dates are July 18th through the 21st, and tickets are on sale now at geeklycon.com. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.